Hello, I'm Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 290, written February 24th, 2011. Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 13. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on a Sabbath, and there was a woman who for 18 years had a sickness caused by a spirit, and she was bent double and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your sickness." This is a fascinating story that shows both the love of God and the power of God. Luke, who happened to be a doctor, gives us some details about this woman. She had been sick for a long time, 18 years. That alone makes one weary. 18 years, can you imagine that? Then Luke tells us that she was bent double and could not straighten up at all. Can you imagine how difficult it would be to walk that way? She could not reach up very well. It would be hard to get dressed. Shopping would be difficult. When a person is bent double, it's hard to look up. I expect she walked very slowly. There she is in a synagogue on a Saturday. Jesus was there. I don't see anything in the text that makes us think that she knew Jesus was going to be there, or for that matter, if she even knew who Jesus was. He calls her to come to him. That took some time. All eyes are watching. He heals her, and the official throws a fit because it was a Sabbath day. Jesus used the occasion to teach. Have you ever wondered why her? Why did Jesus pick her? Was it just randomly picking on her? Was there something about her that caught the eyes of Jesus? I think there was. She had not given up on God. For 18 years, she had suffered. For 18 years, her world was limited. Yet there she is on the Sabbath day, worshiping God. You can imagine how many prayers she had prayed in those 18 years, asking God for help and for recovery, and nothing. 18 years of people staring at her. 18 years of whispers, some thinking that God was punishing her for some sin. That was a common thought then and still is today. 18 years and she still returns to that synagogue. That's impressive. I think in our times today, about a week or two, and many of us would have thrown the towel in on God and walked away. Some may have blamed God. She doesn't do that. There she is on a typical Sabbath, worshiping her Lord. Everyone in the audience would have seen this bent-over woman who is slow and rather odd-looking. Jesus saw this as the daughter of Abraham, as he called her, who loved and worshiped her God. That impressed Jesus. We look to Jesus as the teacher, which he is, but we learn about his marvelous, unnamed woman as well. Don't quit on God just because things are not turning out as you think they should. Don't stop worshiping God just because things in life are difficult for you. Don't allow your faith to become crippled because your body is crippled. Actually, in the story, there are two crippled people, the bent-over woman and the synagogue official. The woman was crippled on the outside, and the synagogue official was crippled on the inside. The woman knew she was crippled. The official did not know he was crippled. The official threw a real fit at Jesus for healing her. Jesus responded by reminding the official that he unties his donkey and leads it to water even on the Sabbath day, the conclusion being that Jesus did the same thing. This woman was being tied by Satan, and all Jesus did was untie her. How simple Jesus makes this powerful miracle. The woman left that day healed. The official remained bent over on the inside. All this makes us wonder, doesn't it? Are you bent on the outside? If so, are you still following the Lord and worshiping him? Are you bent over on the inside? Attitudes, feelings, thoughts about God, just not what they ought to be. You think God ought to do this, but he doesn't. You think God ought to answer you this way, but he won't. Bent on the inside, bent on the outside. Jesus healed one, the other he didn't because the official didn't have the right heart. Today you'll see those who are bent on the outside. They have physical disabilities and problems. When you see them, say a prayer for them. You'll see others who look fine, but they're bent over on the inside. It comes out when they talk. Prejudice, hatred, meanness, selfishness are all the common things that you'll notice. Say a prayer for them as well. They need Jesus as well. Bent on the inside and bent on the outside. Both are uncomfortable. Both are difficult. Both need Jesus. Sadly, only one of them realized that. Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.